Right now, there's frustration surrounding COVID-19 outbreaks on the UW-Madison campus and the ripple effect on the surrounding community. We're looking closer at this. Here's Governor Evers last week at a media briefing responding to the UW's reopening plan.
We always said it was going to be bumpy, both in the K-12 world and the university, and it has been. But at the end of the day, we just have to make sure that students, especially in the university system, really take on the issue of individual responsibility.
How do you feel about students being on campus? What about football getting underway in a month? It's 800-642-1234. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Well, you said, let's start with the Big Ten here. You said last week that you were disappointed with the decision to hold the football season this year. What is concerning you?
Well, when you view it in context of the overall situation that we're seeing, not only at UW-Madison campus, but campuses across the state, in my community, for example, in the first 2 weeks of September, we saw case rate growth increase 3.5 times over the previous 2 weeks, and that's despite a decrease in the number of tests. So we went from 150 positive cases per 100,000 residents to over 450. So Wisconsin is now the second worst in the U.S. for new case rate. It's so bad that the Harvard Global Health Institute has actually recommended that the entire state go into safer at home regulations again and restrict unnecessary travel. And so that just gives you an idea of how serious this spike in cases is, you know, relative to what's going on in the rest of the nation. And this spike has been largely driven by UW campuses returning to in-person learning.
Well, does the county or does Madison itself have any power to regulate what happens on campus?
No, that's one of our frustrations. This summer, we expressed our concerns to the university about, you know, their plans to potentially come back to in-person learning. And they went ahead and made the decision on their own to come back. And right now we're seeing the results of that decision. You know, when you invite 40,000 young people back to campus and expect each and every one of them to engage in perfect behavior, that's just kind of an unrealistic expectation. And so our fear now is with the tremendous case growth we're seeing going into the fall and the winter, that we're very nervous about, you know, a surge going into the colder weather when more people are going to be inside.
Well, Chancellor Rebecca Blank responded to your criticism that, you know, these are students who are part of the community. They're living here. They're voting here. They're patronizing your businesses. You can't, she said, wish them away. How do you respond to that?
Well, anyone who I've lived in Dane County every one of the 59 years I've been on Earth, and anyone who's lives here can tell you that if you walk on campus on July 1st, it's kind of a ghost town. But come here August 15th, and the campus area swells by tens of thousands of people. And the university invited them back, and now they're here, and we have to deal with this challenge. So saying that they're always here and they always have been is kind of factually inaccurate. And so what we need to do now is look at how do we mitigate the challenge that the university system has brought to our community. Now, in the spring, when COVID first hit, they pivoted to going virtual. About a week and a half ago, when their cases started skyrocketing, they pivoted to a two-week virtual schedule. My ask has been from the start, after the first 2 weeks they were back, to transition to all virtual. Allow the young people to test, make sure they're negative if they're in the dorms, let their parents come and pick them up and take them home and attend school virtual. I think it's the safest thing for the young people, and it's the safest thing for my community.
Would it then spread COVID to that student's home community, wherever that is, whether it's, you know, 10 miles away or, you know, across the U.S. or around the world?
Well, that has been the chancellor's argument, but, you know, I have a couple of responses to that. First of all, if there's such a danger that this disease is going to spread and we don't want people to return to their hometowns, why was it okay to bring them into my community in the first place to spread it among the 500,000 people who live here? That said, we're not saying load everyone up on a bus and drive them to the edge of town and let them off on the side of the road. They sent the young people home in March. They're going to send them all home, you know, if they stick it out in Thanksgiving. There's a safe way you can do that. You can let them test. You can have their parents come and pick them up. For the university to kind of blame the community in which it exists for not cleaning up the mess that they just created is kind of a puzzling response to me.
We're talking with Joe Parisi, who's Dane County Executive, discussing virus outbreaks on the UW-Madison campus, the ripple effect on the larger community, and what this restart program means for the community. With your insights, 800-642-1234. Let's look at bars in particular, bars and restaurants. What is your office doing to regulate drinking establishments and limit the spread in these places?
Yeah, so until the university came back in person, Dane County had actually been very effective in keeping the virus under control. We were the first county in the state to impose stay-at-home regulations and the first county to have masking regulations. And we flattened our curve from the beginning. But what we have seen is a sharp increase in cases. You know, for example, we already have strict regulations on bars. They can only be takeout or outside with social distancing and limited numbers of people. Restaurants are at 25% capacity. And we've recently had to even step up enforcement because of some bars not necessarily going along with the guidelines. So, you know, we've had one of the, you know, most comprehensive efforts in the state, if not the nation, at keeping this under control. But the university coming back to in-person learning has overwhelmed a lot of our resources.
You know, Chancellor Blank has called for your office to become a partner in this and to enforcing safer behavior in these off-campus places like bars. What has communication been like with campus officials?
Well, we've been in contact with them since the summer when I started and when our public health department started voicing our concerns. So, I mean, they're calling for us to partner now, which obviously and of course we will, but they didn't partner with us when they decided to come back. They informed us. They didn't ask us. But we're in constant communication. Our staffs talk. I spoke with Tommy Thompson about less than 2 weeks ago. So we're in communication, but a lot of our pleas aren't necessarily falling on open arms.
Well, let's take a quick call here. Shannon is in Madison. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Go ahead.
I just wanted to, I run an essential organization here in Dane County, and I just wanted to extend my deep appreciation to our county executive for his outstanding leadership during this pandemic. And for the work that he's doing to hold the university accountable. I think that, you know, bringing the students back, I'm in full agreement with County Executive Parisi that this was a poor decision made on the university, on behalf of the university, to bring those students back and to endanger the community within which we live. There are a lot of us who have been working really hard throughout the pandemic as we run essential services to ensure the safety of our community. And so I just wanted to extend my deep appreciation to the county executive for his leadership.
Shannon, thanks. County Executive Parisi, what have you heard from local residents in the county?
People are concerned. You know, one of the challenges that the students coming back and the spike in cases has brought is already our local hospitals have had to enact stricter guidelines. You know, for example, I can tell you I have a friend who within the next week or two has to have open heart surgery, and his wife is not able to accompany him to his surgery now because of the limits they've had to place on visitation because of the spike in cases. So I think the important part is the university's actions have ramifications throughout the community, and that's my concern. I'm responsible for the well-being of over 500,000 people, and so I need to do what I think is necessary in order to try to protect them from this illness.
Well, let me ask you this, you know, moving forward from here, what do you want to see UW-Madison do next?
I'd like to see them continue to beef up their infrastructure for contact tracing and testing. If they're going to, you know, absolutely refuse to provide virtual education this semester, I would like them to seriously consider providing virtual classes for the second semester. If they're going to, you know, have the young people stay here through November and then go home, let's let them go back to virtual for the second semester, because the argument that the university makes, well, we can't send young people home because they might spread the disease. They're going to send them all home in November. So wouldn't conversely the argument be you shouldn't bring them all back in January because they could spread the disease further in our community? So there's time to start planning right now. I would hope they have some contingency plans in place. If they do, they haven't shared them with us. But let's, you know, at least do what they can to get through this semester safely if they're not going to go virtual, and start planning for a virtual spring semester.
Joe, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Joe Parisi is County Executive of Dane County. By the way, Chancellor Rebecca Blank's office declined our interview request. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.